You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Shotgun for Mayfield. Pump, hooks a pass, and he tosses it to the other team, Mosley. Down the sideline, Mosley cuts it inside, all the way, touchdown San Francisco.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Not been a great season for Baker Mayfield. So bad, in fact, that he's no longer a member of the Carolina Panthers, released by the Panthers yesterday on Monday. Now, the thought was, well, okay, San Francisco loses Jimmy Garoppolo for the year. Brock Purdy's going to be the quarterback now. Maybe San Francisco's going to try to get Baker Mayfield to step in and play this year with the Super Bowl caliber team. So we've got quarterback news now as it regards Baker Mayfield and also the San Francisco 49ers, and the two things are not related. We'll start with Baker Mayfield, and we talked about this while Kanish was on the air in the last segment. So if you're listening to this in podcast form, like, the show is also live. So, like, there are times when we'll break in and do stuff live on the show, but this will be the podcast clip, I'm sure, where we talk about it. So per Adam Schefter, Baker Mayfield claimed on waivers today on Tuesday by the Rams. The Rams inherit the remaining number on Mayfield's contract. Mayfield expected to fly to Los Angeles by Tuesday night and could play Thursday night against the Raiders. My thought is that he won't play just based on watching things like this unfold in the past, but you never know. Schefter adds some of the reasons why the Rams claimed Mayfield, which is basically like a PR release by the Rams, and he's just issuing it here. What's interesting, though, if Mayfield signs elsewhere this offseason, the Rams could get back a compensatory draft pick, which actually makes sense here, given that they have no picks, basically. That actually could be like a pretty smart move by them to try and recoup some draft capital moving forward here. So Baker Mayfield is now on the Los Angeles Rams. Matthew Stafford, likely done for the year. John Wolford, nursing a neck injury. Bryce Perkins, undrafted free agent. So my sense is that even if Baker doesn't play on Thursday, like, Baker Mayfield is probably going to be your Rams quarterback the rest of the year, would be my guess. Behind a terrible offensive line, it's going to go poorly. For San Francisco, Adam Schefter tweeting moments ago, doctors concluded today, Tuesday, that Niners quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo does not need foot surgery. This is what Kyle Shanahan had said yesterday on Monday. It is not a Liz Frank injury. If rehab goes smoothly for Jimmy G, he could have a chance to return in 7 to 8 weeks. So the NFL season is 22 weeks long. Week 22 is the Super Bowl, right? This is week 14. 7 to 8 weeks puts you on track for either the conference championship game or the Super Bowl. Something to keep in mind if Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be healthy, where Purdy could potentially get them to the doorstep and then Jimmy G would come back in, or maybe this is a Brady Bledsoe thing, and I'm not suggesting that's what this is going to be. Who the hell knows? Just that Jimmy G kind of looms now if the Niners make a playoff run. We have another tweet that just came out from ESPN's Adam Schefter. Asked if Baker Mayfield would have a chance to play Thursday night for the Rams, one source texted, "There's a shot. Team is in the process of sending the playbook to Mayfield to make sure he can study the offense on his flight to Los Angeles." So a lot going on here, Ken, with quarterbacks in the NFC East, NFC West, rather, with Jimmy G, maybe not done for the year. Baker Mayfield, now a member of the Los Angeles Rams. Dealer's choice, wherever you want to start, and we'll make sure we hit everything.
For me, I'm sure a lot of people who bet would be like, well, Baker's the more interesting story because it's happening soon. To me, Jimmy G's the more interesting story because I like betting season-long stuff. And the prospect of – so I just will just bring back the whole Tampa handicap and San Francisco handicap. The money seed is the 3 seed in the playoffs. That's the seed you want. You would prefer the 1, obviously, but Philly's got that. And you'd be like, well, the 2 would be great. Well, Minnesota's got that. So if you're anybody else, you want to get the 3. All the other teams left, you're trying to get the 3. And if San Francisco gets the 3 or Tampa gets the 3, the path is Giants and then Minnesota, 2 of the weaker teams that will be in the playoffs, and then the championship game against a really good team, almost certainly Dallas or Philadelphia, the way that the bracket would shake out. So if you're San Francisco, and just think about this for a second, maybe Purdy's just like, okay. And you get yourself to that 3 seed. You hold off Tampa. Maybe you win on Sunday. If you win on Sunday, you almost certainly have the 3 seed. You get the 3. Can Brock Purdy win a home game against the Giants? Of course. Can Brock Purdy, now this is the tough one, got to go to Minnesota, tough place to go in the playoffs, even if I hate the team. Really tough place to go in a playoff game. He's a rookie. That's tough. But like, if you get past that game, they're a better team. It's not really about team quality. It just, if you get past that game, okay, now you got to play. Now you're going to meet stiff resistance because you're going to play Philadelphia or Dallas in the conference championship game. If you play Dallas, you host the game. If you play Philly, you got to go there. And Garoppolo's back for that game because now it's kind of like a seamless, like Purdy can win the ones that are easier. Vikings fans are going to hate us by the end of the season. They win the ones that are easier. And then Garoppolo comes back for the one that you need the most, obviously, or the one that's the most difficult to get. That's really it. Just the exact timetable is so interesting. If it's the Super Bowl, then like this, none of this matters. But the idea that it's like 7-8 and that puts you right maybe in conference championship weekend. If it's the Super Bowl, be like, God, they got to beat Dallas with Brock Purdy. They got to go against Dallas's defense and win. They got to beat Philadelphia with Brock. Like, are you serious? Just like, especially fully formed Philadelphia. Like all the veterans are finally worked in that they've gotten. Jordan Davis is back. Like fully formed Philly. A little alliteration there. Either of those opponents.
Three words to start with.
Brock Purdy. Right.
Fully formed in Philadelphia.
Exactly. Three words that start with F, you know, fully formed Philly. It just makes it a little interesting. And I love San Francisco as just like from a talent standpoint, and they're sort of the score that I've created on them. They're likely to win the Super Bowl. They check every box. Can they get to a game? And you're right. Maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe Purdy's so good. It doesn't matter. I think that story is very interesting just as someone who likes to think long term, big picture, like the epic storylines of the league. That's just fascinating to me.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Bowl and Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Bowl and Branch hallmark, signature vintage wash sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code Odyssey and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to bowlandbranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and branch.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So, like, you know, it's a great way to think about this game on Sunday. Like, not just for, like, the bet that you made on Tampa, but, I mean, like, I think you make a really compelling case, right? Why you want to be on one side of the bracket in the NFC playoffs against the other, where Tampa winning on Sunday doesn't necessarily guarantee that the Bucs will be on that side of the bracket, right? But gives them, like, gives them the opportunity to, right? Yeah. And would hold the head-to-head tiebreaker over San Francisco. This is a huge game on Sunday for, like, many different reasons with the Niners totally and the Buccaneers. Agree. So, again, the breaking news is that Jimmy Garoppolo, injury not season-ending, will not require surgery, could return in 7 to 8 weeks, which would put him on track at conference championship game Super Bowl in that time frame, if indeed the Niners get there and he is healthy enough to play. You bet Nick and Ken here on this terrific Football Tuesday. The other piece of breaking news, which is, like, more interesting probably on a game-by-game basis right now, just because, like, Jimmy G's not going to be back for a couple months if he is. But I do agree that the Jimmy G stuff is more interesting over the balance of a full year by a lot. Is that Baker Mayfield might play for the Rams on Thursday night. If I had to guess, this is just, like, my experience as a fan, media member, observer, right, of the NFL. I would guess that Baker does not play, and whether it's Wolford or Perkins, that player will play, and then Baker will take over the next week, or, like the Rams next game.
The week after they play on Monday night against the Packers at Lambeau.
Baker and Rodgers.
But mini bye, though. Long break. That's a perfect time to have Mayfield play. Like, go from Thursday to Monday.
So my thought is, like, is Baker better than John Wolford and Bryce Perkins? Definitely. Like, and I'm not even a big Baker guy. He's definitely better than these guys. Also, like, this is not the place to be. Like Baker in San Francisco, like, you can make the case that they could do something there because, like they can protect him. They've got weapons on offense. They've got a great defense. This is not that. This Rams offense is terrible. The Rams offensive line is brutal. I think this is basically going to go like it did in Carolina, and the Panthers offensive line might have been better. I think this is going to be terrible, like a terrible fit for Baker Mayfield and the Rams. Even if he plays on Thursday night, I would still like my bet on the Raiders here. Now, I laid 5.5. I still think 6 is okay. It basically does, like, nothing in how I, like, if the Rams announce that Baker's starting on Thursday night, it's not like I would look to buy out of my bet. I also don't think the point spread should move at all if that's going to happen.
I agree with everything. If he's announced as starting, I'm not saying I would bet anything. If he's announced as starting, you don't think the Raiders would get bet?
You know, it's funny that you say that because I was wondering, like, which direction you were going to go in. I actually think the Raiders should get bet if Baker is going to start the game.
I think the point spread would go up. Not the Rams.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the point spread would go up. I mean, he literally is not part of the team yet. The game is in 48 hours. How good is this going to go? This was like when we thought Peterman was going to start when Simeon got hurt. And it's like, well, he didn't take a rep. He was on the practice squad. Like, how does he hasn't worked with the players before. He doesn't know any of them. He might not even know the nomenclature of the plays that he's calling. Like, the basic stuff just to run an offense, much less an efficient offense, just to get everybody to the line of scrimmage and go is just, like, tough. And, you know, it's McVay. I'm sure he'll make it as easy as possible, but it's going to be the most vanilla thing of all time. Now, I guess that's what it would be with Wolford anyway. You would just say at least he's like, been there, like, taken reps at some point. My guess would be it goes up. And I agree with you. I think Baker Mayfield's better than both those guys. Just in that situation, if they're going to say that he's starting, I would say the point spread will go up. I think the Raiders are more likely to win the game, that game, if Baker Mayfield starts. Now, are they more likely to win Monday night against the Packers after if Baker Mayfield starts? Yeah, probably.
Yes.
The Rams.
Yes.
Like, almost certainly, yes. Right? 10 days off, get him acclimated to the offense. That game is also incredibly stupid. Monday night football, two teams that have no shot. Here's Baker Mayfield against Aaron Rodgers at Lambeau Field with Mayfield on the Rams. That is a weird Monday night. What is the point spread of that game?
Play it. Where's the game again?
So it's Rams with Mayfield at Packers with Rodgers, Monday and night Lambeau. Football. A week from Monday at Lambeau Field.
And Packers coming off their bye.
And the Packers are, yeah, the Packers don't play this week. Yes, Packers off their
bye. Packers coming off their bye, but the Rams off like a mini bye.
Off by mini bye, yep. The Raiders are six in this game. Is it more?
I think it's at least Packers minus seven, at least.
It might be 7.5.
It might be 7.5.
Like a night Lambeau game against that team?
It gives me
that
flashbacks.
What a bizarre
to the
game. Yeah.
The Browns. Did the Browns cover that game on Christmas last year against the Packers? We bet the Browns and the Baker threw all those interceptions.
Yeah. They should have won. They definitely covered, right? It was a one possession game.
Yeah. Yeah. And like should
have
won.
Are we sure they covered before we say that?
I'm pretty sure they covered. That game was on Christmas last year.
I had totally forgotten about that. I remember watching that game at my in-laws and being so upset that the Browns should have won the game.
Packers won 24-22, so the Browns definitely covered. We bet the Browns, and they should have won outright, and they didn't.
What were they in the game? A little less than a touchdown, right?
I think they were like, I feel like we bet 7 and it closed like 6 or 5.5.
Okay, that's possible. 6.5 was going to be my guess for what I thought it was. I won't remember the close. I can open up that spreadsheet in the break if we want. Another weird game, though. Down the stretch of the season, some of these primetime games we got locked into because of the TV rights agreements and stuff are very funny. This game Thursday night, this was the worst game on the board by far, and it was the Island game. And it's the worst game on the board by a mile. Every other game, a lot of bad teams are on bye this week. Every other game has, I'm not saying the games are good, like there's no Bengals Chiefs this week. There's no Niners Dolphins, but every game has something except this one. And now this one might have like the craziest thing of all, to be honest, I guess, except for Brock Purdy against the Bucks. That's the craziest thing of all. But this it adds intrigue to Thursday Night Football for sure. If we think, I mean, if he ever plays in the game, now I kind of want to watch the game. And now if he doesn't play, I got no desire to watch this game. Nothing. And now I might want to watch the game.
So I think the question is this. With this news, now Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated writing that Baker has some background in McVay's offense. He played in a Shanahan family scheme under Kevin Stefanski. Like Stefanski's like a, it's basically all like the Mike Shanahan tree, basically like the West Coast, whatever. I'm not going to like try and pretend to be someone I'm not with this sort of stuff. Just to like, this is, I'm being honest, right?
Right.
Also like,
you know, what's the John Gruden play all the time? Don't make any jokes. Was it
spider
XY banana or whatever it is?
Spider 2Y banana.
Hmm. Nobody say anything. Nobody do it. Let's move on.
What about his emails?
Yeah. Were they protected on the server? Yeah.
So the question is, Baker Mayfield claimed by the Rams. The number at BetMGM remains here, and I am looking to see if it has moved. Remains Raiders minus 6, total 44.5.
No movement.
You have any desire to make a bet on this game now with this news in tow that Baker might play on Thursday? Also, might not. Is there anything to do here?
No, because I think it's the same. I think it's like, I think the Raiders are really likely to win. So does the market. I don't feel comfortable laying points with McDaniels at this number against like basically any team. Like he laid points to Jeff Saturday too at home. Didn't go great.
Yeah, and I bet them in that game. I did buy out.
Right. I think they're really likely to win though, but so does the market. I mean, their money line's pretty big.
Yeah. I think I would still.
Davante Adams can have a huge game in this game.
Yeah, I hope so. I've got him in fantasy everywhere.
I don't know if he can win Offensive Player of the Year. I look at it every day. It's 50 to 1. Well, no one makes sense for this award anymore. Like, no one. Like, no one makes sense. Mahomes makes the most sense, but he doesn't even make a lot of sense.
I think what we should do is kind of, like, do, like, a deep dive into this. So the Jets, as it stands right now, hold the seventh and final playoff spot in the AFC, the wild card race in the AFC playoffs. I think, based on how things are going to shake out here, the Patriots are 6-6. The Steelers are 5-7. The Browns are 5-7. The Raiders are 5-7. I think that come season's end, in the maybe not in week 18, but certainly going into week 17, at least one of the teams that's currently 5-7 is going to be right in the thick of things. And are there bets to be made as a result of that? Can we identify which team it is?
I totally agree. Are we open next segment? You want to do it then?
Well, we're going to do P-Square, B-Square. We can do it. Yeah. When are we doing the playoffs, Sim? Tomorrow?
Yeah, but I can't. This should get its own segment. I have a strong opinion on this because I bet stuff in that market.
Great. We'll talk about it coming up next here to wrap up hour number two.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.